meeting will reconvene. I believe the board took some action in executive session that requires action here in open session. I recognize trustee Zolar to talk about the action the board has taken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We did have full discussion regarding the presidential search and the launch of the presidential search committee. So, Mr. Chairman, at this time, and members of the board, I'm delighted to say that we are moving forward expeditiously to create and deploy that presidential search committee. And as a first matter of housekeeping, I would like the Board of Trustees to enter into an agreement with the executive search firm Greenwood Asher and Associates. They are exceptionally familiar with searches in higher education, and we have met with their representatives. We have looked through their references. We know how they have helped other institutions of higher learning, and we know that a number of their partners have, in fact, themselves been involved intimately as presidents of other colleges or universities, as well as faculty. So at this time, sir, if I could ask for the board to vote.
I move that the board contract with Greenwood Asher and Associates to conduct the search for a presidential candidate.
Second.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Lake? Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes. Thank you. Secondly, I would like to suggest that as a calendar of sorts, we would like the firm to be engaged and active by April 1st, and we would like for our first committee meeting to be held in the week of April 13th, so that we can familiarize everyone who will be on that committee with our process and see if we can come to consensus about the search. I would like to advise everyone here that we have selected all members of the search committee with the exception of faculty. And again, we hope to have faculty in by the end of this month, sir. Our website will go up on Monday of next week, and this will be a website that is open to the public. Anyone who is interested in knowing how we're proceeding, where we are in the process, can go onto the website and see. I'm very excited about that. And then lastly, I would like to ask you and the board to delegate to Trustee Joyce and myself the authority to make all final decisions with regard to faculty appointments to the search committee.
Yes, Trustee, since the board as a whole will not meet again until those decisions need to be made, I move that we delegate to Trustees Zolar and Joyce the authority to select the faculty members from the nominations that will be presented to them.
Second.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zolar?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Are there any other matters that any of the board members want to raise before we start public comment?
Mr. Chairman, the names of the individuals that we have chosen, other than faculty, will be disseminated.
They will be posted on the website very shortly. The only reason they are not announced at this time is we haven't been able to contact them all so that they can let us know that they actually agree to serve.
Yes.
But as soon as they formally agree to serve, they will go up on the website.
Very well.
Anything else? All right, we'll begin our public comment. You'll be on the clock, 2 minutes per person. The first person to sign up this morning is Gerald Chen.
Hi, my name is Gerald Chen. I'm a graduate student in the history department here at Chicago State. I've been here since fall 2010, okay? 7,362 students then. Now we're at, what, 4,818? The board meeting in December, president said that our enrollment, the bleeding was going to stop that semester. Said it was going to level out at 5,000. We're now at 4,818. What I find interesting, we've lost a third of our students, and I keep on getting the quality versus quantity argument, but the problem with that is, if you're going to say that one third of us in 2009, 2010 should never have been here, we're a transfer school. Okay, we only get a few hundred full-time, you know, first-time freshmen. We're a transfer school. Most of our transfers come from the city colleges, right? So if you're going to say that a third of us should never have been here, we were totally unprepared, that means that the school system that they came from, the city colleges, had left them totally unprepared, 2009, 2010, and who would have been that person in that time frame who was in charge of the city colleges? Same person that's watching, overseeing the bleeding here today, Wayne Watson. And who would have been the provost at the city colleges before she came here, 2011? That would be our provost today. So if you're going to say that massive numbers of our students weren't qualified, then you have to look at the people who oversaw the system that left them totally unqualified, then you're going to ask them to replace failure at the city colleges with success here somehow. It would be like if the captain of the Titanic had lived and then was given control of the Andrea Doria. Thank you.
Brittany Bailey. Brittany Bailey.